right, we're at another tech session podcast being put on by Region One. I got a special guest for you today. Now this guy right here, I've known him since I was in high school. He doesn't know that I know him since then, but this guy's been putting on raves and raves and more raves. Drew Energetic, man. Hey, good to see you, man. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Yes. As soon as yesterday in that session, as soon as you said my name, you go energetic. I was like, he knows me.
We know a little something about that culture.
You know what, man? You know, that whole thing started when I wanted to hear some music, but there was nothing down here.
Yeah.
There was nowhere that was playing it. I was like, I'm just going to do it myself, man. So I started, you know, I got the chance to meet with people like Juan, who used to have Club X, and I worked with him, and Nano Ramirez, who had the Villarreal, and they mentored me through putting on concerts and putting on shows. And man, I had some fun shows.
Dude, okay, so I've had the pleasure of being a friend to JR, Nano's son.
Yeah.
And through being JR's friend, I got to hear the stories of Nano.
Oh, dude, legendary.
Oh man,
legendary.
Here's the thing, we need to figure out a way to create episodes of his stuff.
Let's go.
Put it on Netflix.
Let's go, because, you know, he's got a book coming out.
Yeah.
And the book series is incredible. I got, you know, he called me up. He says, Drew, I'm doing this book, and I need your flyers and your tickets. And I said, you're going to put my stuff in your book? He goes, dude, you were a big part of that. You were doing events down here when no one was doing those type of events. And he's like, we got to feature it, man, because he's like, I'm the groundbreaker. I did all these bands before anybody, you know, Metallica and all these bands before anybody knew who they were. He's like, you were in here doing the same thing with electronic music. And I said, man, it's an honor. So, yeah, that would be awesome. I'm sure he'd love to do it.
Yeah, so we got the green light. I mean, we can definitely get it going.
Let's go.
We can definitely get it going, but we just need to be able to strategically say the story right.
Yes. And well, that's, let him say it.
You know what I'm saying? He's the man. But we have to edit it, cut it, and produce it correctly.
There it goes, man. So let's talk about something more current.
Yeah.
So I get a call 30 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago from my wife. Mm-hmm. She's an active shooter, Mission Veterans High School.
I heard about that.
And immediately it goes out to, you know, I start texting some of my friends in law enforcement. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. My kids don't go to school in Mission, but this is the Valley, right? We're all one family down here. And I find out, I get some recordings from law enforcement, from PD, verifying, absolutely, active shooter, Mission PD. But what happened and what they said on these recordings is that the way that Mission PD reacted and the way that the school district reacted was perfect. Apparently, as I'm talking, everything's right. Blowing up on my phone. The monitor, KRGV, Channel 4, everything's popping up talking about it right now.
Right.
It's the beauty, you know, it's the digital age, right? Correct. Parents are getting these messages before. But where are we right now? Right now, South Padre Island, Region 1 Education Technology Conference, Mission ISD, Mission CISD, they're here. They're right. Their tech guys are here. And I got a chance to go talk to them right now. And I said, hey, I heard this was going on. And you know, I'm going to leave names out of it, right?
Right.
And he said, yep, that's, he says, I got the order to lock everything down. I said, wait a minute, you locked it down from here? And he showed me how he did it. We're standing here. We're in the middle of South Padre Island Convention Center.
Right.
And with the touch of a button on his phone, he hit the lockdown button. And, you know, apparently what happened, it looks like someone walked in with a long rifle. A student noticed what was happening, reported it to a teacher. They put in the call to initiate the lockdown parameters. He clicked a button, lit up the whole school, locked down the elementary right beside it. I mean, what a time we're living in when instant things like that can happen.
Right, right.
It can be so reactionary so quickly. And
these things are important.
And that's, I mean, it's what you don't, we're at an IT conference, man. We're surrounded by nerds right now. there's not law enforcement person. That's not true. Texas National Guard's here.
Right.
But in the middle of this conference, away from where everything is, you can click one button and you can change everything.
Wait, hold on. You think FBI is not here?
At this thing? No. No, InfraGuard's here. Some of the guys from InfraGuard are here.
I'm sure they are.
But, you never know.
But again, going back to what we're talking about, like schools being in play with technology like that, with a click of a button on our phone.
Easy.
That school went into lockdown.
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing because it saves thousands of lives.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands. And I mean, God, I can't even. And so right now, apparently, it's a madhouse over it. It's at Mission Veterans, and it was surrounded. The police showed up. They had a really good response, great response time. And I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it's going nuts. Everybody's reporting
and,
it.
And this is where parents and community members they all want to know what's going on.
Yeah, you know? And they're saying, let's see, Mission Police arrested a man with a rifle. Mission veterans this morning. A spokesperson for the department said a little after 11, the school remained on lockdown. There's no active threat. We had a call of a man with a rifle, came in with a mask, came into the school. Mm-hmm. Mission Police Chief Cesar Torres said, we got the individual, we got the rifle, and we got the car. He's in custody, and that's all that can be released at this point.
Right.
But, dude, you know what? I'm just being on the tech side of it. And one of the questions I had for this gentleman who works for the district, I said, you know, it's interesting. You would think something like this happens. You go to the cops first. You go to
right.
It's IT, man.
It's IT
that makes it happen.
Absolutely.
It's insane. I mean, what a time we live in where it's not just about how well the Wi-Fi works. It's let me click a button and lock the school down. It's
pretty amazing. It's unfathomable. There's a whole bunch of vendors here, and I got to see that display yesterday where they're telling us we can lock it down immediately.
Yeah.
Hey, 3M Bulletproof is going to be enacted. I mean, all schools need to have it by August,
man.
Is what I was being told. So it's coming up. You know, all those windows need to be with that 3M Bulletproof tint.
Look at what happened in the tragedy that just happened where they shut the door down, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, it's just one of those things that makes me, this conference, I don't think we've ever had to deal with that at this conference while it's happening. But something, there's something to be said for how quickly that was resolved and how many times something like this happens.
Yeah.
And you don't hear about it because everything works the way that it's supposed to.
Right.
So it just makes me happy we're here, and it makes me happy that this place, you know, if people don't know what this is, this is such a great regional effort for technologists to come together and not just look at new technology, but share ideas. I mean, I'm staring at the guy who's the IT director for Mission CISD, and he's got, what, six people surrounding him right now?
Yeah.
And you know they're all talking to him about this.
Correct.
And what an incredible sight that is, because he's getting to share what he did and how he did it in this community with this group of people.
In the moment.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I want to drag him over here, and stuff, but it's like I don't know if he's willing to go.
You know, because they have, you know, and this is another thing that community members need to understand. Like, there's a process in the way things get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to take a while. Like, we're not going to be able to give you an instantaneous reactive response. We have to ensure that the investigation, that we're following protocol, and we need to make sure that all of that is in place. Because, again, we don't want to tip anybody else off, you know, with information that is not true or might be true. We don't know.
No, you have to know exactly what's happening when it's happening. It's pretty interesting. Well, this is great, man. I'm glad you're set up over here. You got the little podcast action going on.
Well, you know, because interesting, I'm going to have a session at 3:00. I just had some people come by. They're like, hey, we need some help with uploads. We need some help. Come to the session at 3:00.
You're like, I happen to have a Rodecaster in the car right now.
I do.
Have Mike Will Travel, man.
I love it. You know, what I love about it is that you can definitely pull it up at any given sporting event, anywhere. Anywhere in the world.
And so the rig that you have in front of us, so, you know, we've got two mics set up. Yours is a much nicer mic than this one. And then you've got the Rodecaster Pro. We're both plugged in, quick and easy.
Yes.
Are you saving this out to, I see a little micro SD card. Are you saving this out? Are you going to upload it? Like, what do you do now?
So now I go to the final edits, make sure that everything's in place. Because
I don't edit.
Very, very minimal. It's very minimal. Sometimes you have to adjust the volumes.
Yeah. I'm watching. I'm much louder than you are.
You are. It's because you have that deep, energetic voice.
And we also got that background. That's like real background noise. It's not.
Well, that background noise is coming from that mic. Because, see, my mic.
Oh,
well,
I know.
Like, it mutes it.
Yeah.
But that mic, it's a little bit.
You can hear everything. It's okay, man. It adds ambience, you know? Like, they're doing the cha-cha slide over there, and they've got robots, and this place is pretty. I mean, this show's been going on for about 30 years. You know, I've come to just about every single one of them.
Okay.
I started coming to them when they were at the old McAllen Civic Center.
Wow.
I learned about Wi-Fi. I learned, like, my first lessons about Wi-Fi at one of these events, man, and that's launched into the career. But, well, look, man, I'll let you trim this thing at 10 minutes.
Hey.
When you're ready, you just give me a copy of that, and I'll upload it the second you give it to me.
We are definitely going to have to meet up again because I hear. Give yourself a plug, man. What is it that you're working with?
Oh, listen, we're having some fun, man. I even got a little sample right now. We've built a podcast studio in McAllen, And we did that because there's so many different things that I want to get off my chest. No, I'm just kidding. there's so many different things that I think that we can have a good time talking about.
Cheers, man.
So Monday mornings at 9 a.m., Drew in the morning. Got a little soundbite. Listen to this.
Drew in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Monday mornings, 9 a.m., tune in. Drew in the morning. It's if you go to facebook.com/Drew in the morning, instagram.com/Drew in the morning, youtube.com/Drew in the morning. You can come check out what we're doing. We're just going to...
You know, that's a good idea.
My wife said I can do it as long as I don't get in trouble. And I'm, like, teetering that line every day.
Every day.
Every day.
That's what husbands do.
Listen, man, I mean, it's just... people get... You know, part of it is that people get so bent out of shape when you start talking about things that make them uncomfortable. And I think the art of conversation is gone, man. Like, you can support a candidate. I can support a candidate. We should be able to have a conversation and realize that you're wrong and I'm right. Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. We can agree to disagree. That's perfectly fine. I love that.
But we'll get that, man.
But going back to what you're talking about, man, like, Drew, you know, this whole tidbit of what you're saying, Drew in the morning on a daily basis, Monday through Friday.
No. Just Monday mornings, man.
Just Monday mornings.
Yeah. So, and I don't even, like... I'm going to have to give me one of these Rodecaster Pros because I travel, you know, every once in a while. So I want to make sure that I've got something. I'm going to be in a little hotel room, man. You're going to hear me with, like, pre-coffee voice. Sorry, guys, I just woke up, you know. But it's going to be a blast, man. We're going to have a good time.
It is. It is. And that's what I'm
got,
saying.
You know, Juanidet. We're talking about Pulga Life on Monday morning.
Man, okay.
Juanidet's showing up. He's going to come in about 9:20. He's going to be on the show on Monday. It's going to be a good time, man.
You know, Juanidet. A good friend of mine. He was at my house the other day.
Good.
And I told him, you know what? Come over. Uh-huh. Bring your guitar.
Dude, so that's the thing is that the people. So I, you know, I know him as Ray, right? And I've booked him, and he's played with us for years. It's shows that I've done at, you know, at Sunset Sessions at the McAllen Park and all these other places. And dude, he's one of the best musical talents Rio Grande Valley has to offer.
Yes.
And now he dresses up like Johnny Depp. It's the best. I love it. So, people have no idea.
So what we were talking about, this goes back to the theme of AI.
Uh-huh.
And he had not paid attention to ChatGPT at the time.
Oh, no.
So I've been messing with ChatGPT since, like, what, October? Yeah. I even did a session at the STEM conference on ChatGPT for administrators. And I was like, dude, you got to get on this thing. He says, why? I said, look, check this out. What do you want to sing in the style of? He says, I don't know, Tom Petty. I said, write me a song in the style of Tom Petty about the dogs barking, about the rooster crowing next door, about the beer that you have in your hand.
There you go. There you go.
And voila, the lyrics were there.
That's it.
So then he goes, oh, my goodness. So then I go, you know what? Start playing, dude. We're going to sing this together.
Let's go. It's a duet.
It sounded pretty awesome. Man.
The Lonely Hearts Band.
No, man. It was amazing. He goes, save that. That's our new song.
Well, I saw him working on something this morning, man, doing the little loop with the guitar. So.
Yeah, he's back to it.
I love it. He's so good.
He's a great guy. Shout out to Ray Pettis.
Yeah, buddy. Juanidet. All right, well.
All right, well, thanks for stopping by, man. I really appreciate your time.
It's awesome, man. Yeah. It's good times. Good times.